think I'll start with Gretel. Gretel and Noel, her husband, gave their land for the entire community of Murucucu, Nicaragua, for all 3,000 of these people who were totally dislocated by the U.S. war against Nicaragua in the 80s. So these people were homeless people who they gave the chance of livelihood to. But not just that, Gretel has been an extraordinary community organizer and has especially tried to organize the women in Murucucu with starting the Maria Luisa Ortiz Women's Cooperative, which has many programs. Gretel and Noel were the ones who invited Charles and Dorothy to come to Murucucu and introduce them to the Women's Cooperative that Dorothy then began the clinic within that cooperative. Before Dorothy came there, the cooperative had many empowerment programs, but had not had a health program. So then we get to Dorothy. Dorothy, I'm not sure if everybody's aware that Dorothy has won the Pfeffer International Peace Prize for 1997 for her lifelong commitment to nonviolent social change, which I think is very, very deserved. Dorothy went to Nicaragua in 1985-86, the first time, with Witness for Peace, and then went back in 1989 and has been working there ever since. She founded the Maria Luisa Ortiz Women's Health Center, which has it's very broad work in the area of health for women, as well as children and men, too, who want to come. So this is an extraordinary contribution. The programs get broader each year with what they're reaching out to women to accomplish in terms of bettering their health. Both Gretel and Dorothy are working in the areas of empowerment, which is the critically important work that we need to do and the way we need to work with one another in the world, to empower one another. And I would like you to please welcome Dorothy Granada and Gretel Sequeira.
Well, good evening. It is an enormous pleasure to be back in Eugene, and especially back in this beautiful church that I've had the pleasure of being a guest in before. I lived in Eugene a bit a number of years ago and fell in love with it. So it is always a special joy. And I come and I see old friends. Because I say, and then I listen. Did you get it? You're getting it, but if you whisper, it's better. So I see many wonderful, well-loved faces here. And it's really a great pleasure to be here. I want to thank the committee of friends that have made it possible for, done all the work for Gretel and me to be here. And I know, having been an organizer myself, that you don't turn out this number of people without a great deal of work. Phone calls, letters, posters. So I really value that work and that effort. So thank you all very much. And also to the sponsoring organizations that, I put my glasses on, that are also welcoming us here. What we're going to do this evening is we're going to kind of share our presentation, and Gretel will give you what we used to call in Old Witness for Peace Days a coyuntura. What is the picture of present day Nicaragua? She will then summarize how we have how the work of the women has developed in our area. I will then talk a bit about the health program And then Gretel will again speak about other programs that women have developed. As I look around, I see more wonderful old faces that make me so happy. I can't greet you all from here, but to give you a big hug later. Then we'll have some discussion. So I will, although Garth is a much better translator, I'm sure, than I am, having tried to learn Spanish after the age of 50, Charles and I together stumbling with our gray hairs to learn Spanish. I recommend that if somebody wants to learn Spanish, they start before they're 50. But I got along. And I was surprised at how good Charles' Spanish still is after all these years not using it very much. So I will translate for Gretel, just because she's used to me, not that I'm especially good translator. And then Garth will help us with later translation.
Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Quería decirle que cuando hablamos de la gira de venir a Estados Unidos cuando
en Nicaragua, when we spoke of coming on a tour and my coming with Dorothy,
uno de los lugares especiales que está en el
mundo. One of the places muy, very special to visit, we mentioned, was Eugene.
Porque tenemos una especial cariño por Carlos Gray.
Because we have a special caring for Charles Gray.
Y sé que hay una comunidad fuerte y solidaria.
And we know that this is a community very strong in solidarity.
Que nos ha dado mucho acompañamiento en estos años de trabajo.
That has accompanied us in these years of difficult work.
Para mí es un placer estar aquí frente a usted.
So for me it is a pleasure to be here in front of you.
Y poder explicarles un poquito de la situación que estamos pasando en Nicaragua.
And explain to you a bit the situation that is now passing in Nicaragua.
Bueno, son datos muy tristes y una historia triste ahora.
This is data and story, very sad now.
Pero es nuestra realidad.
But it's our reality.
Y a nosotros los nicaragüenses nos ha tocado vivir muy difícil la vida.
For us Nicaragüenses, life has been difficult for us.
Tuvimos unos años de esperanza, de alegría.
We had many years of joyfulness and hopefulness.
De sueño.
Of dreams.
Y donde teníamos que trabajar mucho, pero era como una fiesta permanente.
Where we had to work hard, but it was like a permanent fiesta.
Aunque teníamos que trabajar mucho y luchar mucho.
Even though we had to struggle much.
Siempre estábamos esperando el día para
We were always hoping, waiting for the day when we would again begin the good work.
Durante los años de la revolución en los 80.
The years of the revolution in the 80s.
Perdimos las elecciones en el 90.
We lost, the Frente Sandinista lost the elections, as we all know, in 1990.
Y desde el 90 en un lado ha comenzado un proceso bien fuerte.
From 1990 until the present time, there has been a very strong process.
De privatización.
Of privatization.
Y de los gobiernos que nos han tocado, han estado presionados, estrangulados por el IMF y el Banco Mundial.
The governments that we have had in Nicaragua have been strangulated by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank.
Y hemos estado sufriendo muchísimo los cambios que ha tenido.
And we have suffered much from the changes that have come about.
Hemos estado perdiendo muchos logros de los que teníamos.
We have lost the gains that we made during the revolutionary years.
Y recién en las elecciones del 96 llegó al poder una dictadura.
And since the elections of 1996 has come to power a dictatorship.
Muy parecida, pariente, tal vez los
de Somoza Dictatorship.
Pero también desde ese tiempo para acá ha venido una, el pueblo resistiendo fuertemente.
But since the arrival of this new dictator, this new president, the people have organized themselves and are mounting a strong resistance.
El pueblo de Nicaragua nunca jamás va a volver a ser.
The people of Nicaragua never will return.
Nunca va a volver. Los años que de la revolución nos enseñaron a defender y a luchar.
The years of the revolution have taught us to struggle and defend.
Y estamos allá resistiendo.
And we are there. We are resisting.
En todos los movimientos, en todos los gremios.
In all of the organized groups of the country.
Y del año pasado a este han venido protestas permanentes de los productores, los obreros, las mujeres.
From last year to the present, there have been constant strikes, constant manifestations. Workers, producers, women,
estudiantes,
students.
Y recientemente hay una huelga generalizada a nivel nacional de los médicos.
And now, from the 20th of February, there has been a national strike of all the physicians and other health workers in the public sector.
Porque la situación ya se está haciendo insoportable.
Because the situation is insoportable. Is that an English word? Cannot be stood.
Tenemos un 44% de la población que vive en menos de un dólar.
We have 44% of our population that live on less than $1 a day.
Y la huelga de los médicos, ellos están exigiendo un salario más digno, más justo.
In the strike of the physicians are demanding a salary which is dignified and just.
También tener cómo atender a la población, materiales,
and they are also striving to find a way of finding a way to serve the population, to serve the poor. There are no materials in the hospitals.
Un médico de asistencia general está ganando menos de $50.
A general physician in the public sector gains less than $50 a month.
Y un médico especialista de 13 años de experiencia gana menos de 80.
And a specialist with 13 years experience makes less than $80 a month.
Todos los servicios, los programas sociales están, el gobierno está sacando de eso para pagar su deuda externa y quedar
con los Estados Unidos. And the government is taking budget away from all social services, including health services, in order to pay the external debt and to be in good standing with the United States government. But within this, there is a strong organization forming within the Nicaraguan people. The revolution is strengthening itself again within the
suffering.
Revolutionary people are involved in all of the movements of the country to strengthen those movements. And Mulukuku are also in all of the movements of the area, we are doing the same.
Mulukuku queda en la costa atlántica, noroeste del país.
The Mulukuku is in the Atlantic coast in the northeast of the country.
A 8 horas ahorita de Managua.
Now, because the roads are good, it's 8 hours from Managua.
Tenemos un camino bueno.
We now have a good, decent road.
El año pasado teníamos un camino partido.
Last year we had a divided road, it was closed, it was not passable for 3 months. It was necessary to walk 10 kilometers through
mudhole
to get to the other side of the mudhole, 10 kilometers. Now we have luck, we can arrive in the capital in 8 hours.
nació como un proyecto revolucionario en el 85.
Little Cuckoo was birthed in 1985 as a revolutionary project.
Es una comunidad pequeña, un asentamiento para los que abrigados desplazados de guerra que estaban en la zona de confrontamiento militar.
It was founded as a refuge for people displaced by the war. Who had been living in the war zones.
Y logramos desde el 85 hasta el 90, 5 años de la revolución, y se pusieron allá los programas de financiamiento para los campesinos, la reforma agraria para la tierra.
From 1985 to 1990, we had 5 years of revolutionary government, and we were able to put into place many of the accomplishments of the revolution, such as agrarian reform, health care, and education. The health services were very good at this time. It was a very good program. And health in everything, in all manner, such as education of the health brigadistas, these are barefoot doctors out in the countryside, indigenous midwives.
Y estábamos en los años de trabajo, pero de guerra también, en el 88.
We were still in war, but we were also working and constructing.
Cuando el huracán Juana vino y se llevó el pueblo completito.
And then in 1988, October, Hurricane Joan came and took the entire community away.
Y en unas horas.
In a few hours,
to have had a
community, a village, we were just under the sky at the side of the river with nothing.
Era impresionante el cambio.
It was pretty impresionante, strong, the change, the rapid change.
Y bueno, pero estábamos vivos.
But we were alive.
Y era una alegría, ¿verdad?
So we saber were alive, and we were happy. We could still work.
Éramos 207 familias.
We were 207 families.
Y entonces nos dimos cuenta que éramos un montón de mujeres.
So we realized that the majority of the families were headed by women.
Porque hubo que hacer censo para la comida, para la.
So we had to, because we had to take a census in order to organize feeding the people.
Para las champas, los pedazos de plástico.
We had to count the families to see how many little shacks we would have to put up of plastic.
Y nosotros habíamos estado ya con la inquietud, las mujeres, de comenzar de una organización que nos diera respuesta a varios problemas que teníamos, los problemas de violencia.
So we had to look to not only, bueno, no solamente la construcción, not only how we were going to survive and have a roof over our head and feed ourselves, but we began to notice all of the other needs we had as women. Such as the need for protection against violence, such as the need for help.
Y entonces quisimos aprovechar esa circunstancia de no tener nada.
So we wanted to take advantage of the fact that we were starting from nothing, to begin in a new way.
Y comenzar de nuevo todo.
And begin everything new, a new life completely.
Y la comunidad decidió trasladarse el construir. El pueblo al otro lado del río.
The people decided to reconstruct the community on the other side of the river.
Porque es más alto.
Because it's more more high.
Y ya el puente lo había llevado el huracán.
The bridge we had, the hurricane took it away.
Teníamos miedo volviera a ocurrir, entonces teníamos que construir al otro lado del río la comunidad.
So we built on the other side of the river our community.
Entonces nos organizamos las mujeres para enfrentar el ingreso y la construcción.
So we women organized ourselves in order to find a way of earning money to survive and also building houses.
Y la solidaridad llegó y
the solidarity arrived in the form of Farmers for Peace of Canada.
Y nos dieron los materiales para hacer nuestras propias viviendas.
And this group gave us materials so that we could build our own houses.
Y empezamos ese trabajo pesado de construir viviendas.
We began this very heavy work of building houses.
Pero era lindo poder contar con una casa donde nadie te podía
cuidar. But it was beautiful because we could then count on having a house for women, each woman, and no one could chase her out of that house.
Era un sentimiento fuerte de querer tener tu casa.
It was a great strong feeling for a woman to have her own house.
Y fue difícil, pero luchamos y se construyeron las 40 viviendas.
It was difficult, but we succeeded in building 40 houses.
Después de construir viviendas y la fábrica de bloques que se vendía en
Londres. After building our houses and constructing a block making factory with which not only our houses were built, but the entire community could be reconstructed.
Manteníamos muy ocupadas, muy cansadas de tanto trabajo, porque era muy pesado, había que bajar el cemento del camión, llevarlo hasta el río.
We were very tired, it was very heavy work. We had to take, for instance, bags of cement and iron
montarlo en el bote,
off of trucks, put them in a dugout canoe,
subirlo del bote hasta la riva,
across the river,
y era tan pesado. Y un día
and carry these bags of cement and other materials up a steep bank on the other side.
Nos regalaron una punta de bueyes.
And one day, when we were struggling, someone loaned us a pair of oxen to pull the materials up the steep hill.
Era una fiesta.
So it was a great fiesta that day.
Thank you. We're very, very fortunate to have with us tonight Irene Carrera, who will be giving you a concert. And Irene is a very talented musician from Venezuela who illustrates brings into her music the rhythms of Latin America, but also a very important message. Her music is meant to inspire people to reach their potential, to live together in justice with peace and with love for one another, which I think is very, very critical to our movement for peace and justice. Irene has been involved in music since childhood and also involved in the progressive political movement in Venezuela that was crushed in the 70s, and that precipitated her coming here. And so she will be giving you a concert. Please welcome Irene Carrera.
Thank you. llena de cielo, llena de arena. Ay, la, 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 de tanto deseo, de noche a de muerte y destino. De sangre, de luna y silencio, de esa alegría y perdón.
Por el mismo mar,
de
We'll be dancing in Somalia,
dancing in Tibet, we'll be dancing in Nigeria, we'll be dancing in Iraq, we'll be dancing, 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 dancing everywhere.
Venezuelan music, we have different kind, this part is from the coast, but it's really the music that we listen to around the holiday season. And it was really my favorite time because really people would just get together and play music, and that's how I started playing music in my family with my brothers and sisters. So anyway, once again, thank you so much for inviting me, and good luck to all your wonderful work. And this is called La Negra del Tamunangue, the Black Woman from the Tamunangue.
Thank you.